Okay. This is James Newberry, and I'm here with Mr. Truman Roach on July 8th, 2021 in Pickens County, Georgia. And I appreciate you talking to me, Mr. Roach. Do you agree to this interview? Do you agree to this interview? Are you comfortable to do it?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Could you tell me your full name?
Truman Jesse Roach.
And what's your birthday?
August 4th, 1929.
Where were you born?
Tate, Georgia.
And were you born at home or in a hospital?
At home, because I had a midwife.
Who was the midwife, do you know?
Her last name was Watson. I forget her first name, I didn't know it, but they moved from Tate to Gainesville.
I see. And did she deliver many babies in Tate?
Honestly, I knew it was myself, me.
So did you grow up there in Tate?
I did.
Can you tell me about the area there?
Well, best I can. Tate, the area where I'm from is the entrance to the company, Georgia Marble Company. Okay? You'd call it the, well, in my section, it was called Smoky Hollow. We really called it Smoky Hollow because we was down in the hollow and you go up to Tate, what a cemetery, yeah, cemetery, depot and all that, drugstore and all that. It was up on a, up high. We really called it Smoky Hollow because during the time when you didn't have nothing but wooden stoves and wooden, all that wood, and the smoke come up so much that they call it Smoky Hollow.
Perfect.
Good name,
It is a good name. It's very fitting for that area.
Huh?
To be called Smoky Hollow.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I think we'll hear you better now. All right. So, what were your parents' names?
First name is James Calvin Roach, and my mother's name Dora Green Roach.
And what were your brothers and sisters' names?
My oldest brother was named James Franklin. And my sister was Mary Lois. And the next brother was Grady Emery Roach. And Preston Roach was next to me. William Preston.
So are you the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
But your sister, Mary Lois, is living, right?
Uh-huh.
Where does she live?
She's in Wildwood Nursery Home, just like this one. But she's in Jasper.
And what did Mary Lois do for a living?
She taught school, and she, some private, for private homes. And most of the things she done was teach students, taught school, okay?
I see. So can you tell me when your family came to Pickens County?
Came to my family?
Yes, sir.
My father came from, I believe it was Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And my mother came from Dahlonega, Georgia.
I see. Do you know when they came?
Not exactly, but I know my father's, he said he was 4 years old when he came to Georgia.
So maybe the turn of the century?
Huh?
Early 1900s? Maybe turn of the 20th century?
1900? No, 18.
Okay, late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know why they came to the area?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I know why the Greens come. You talk about my father. Oh, no, I don't know. I sure don't.
Why did the Greens come?
Because they opened up the Georgia Marble Company. And most of them, most all the black came from the Lundy to work for the Georgia Marble.
How did they hear about it? Did somebody come and recruit them, or how did they hear about the jobs?
Well, that's a $64,000 portion. I guess some of them had already been at Tate, but didn't have nothing to take back to Georgia Marble. I don't know.
Okay. So, can you tell me about your childhood home? What did it look like?
Oh, my childhood home, I can tell you, it's still standing. Do you know where that big house they call a Tate house?
Yes, sir.
You know that green house set by the highway?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's where I really born.
Really?
In that house.
So did it look the same as it does now?
No, it given a, what you call that? Yeah,
remodel.
I call it
What did it look like when you were living there?
Well, it looked different. It's got the same, it got a front porch and a back porch, we call it, but it was screened in. My brother moved back there sometimes a day. He worked with C-State, you remember him? You know him? And he was living in Atlanta, my brother Preston. So C-State got him to come work for him. So while he worked, the first time he had to move in there, wasn't nobody living in there. It was just because we moved to Lonnie for about 11 months. And that back porch, he made a bathroom out of it.
I see. So why was your brother living in Atlanta before that?
He worked at the Georgia Marble Company, and he got hurt. He worked in the quarters, and a pipe hit him on the head. And he got hurt on that. He lived to go back to the Georgia Marble Company. And he started work for Steve, and Steve wasn't paying him enough. So he quit Steve, and he got him a job somewhere in Atlanta. And Steve wanted him back, so he paid him enough, so Preston came back and started work for him, okay?
What did he do for Steve Tate?
Everything he had to do, you know. That before, what's the name of that place now? Big Canoe? There wasn't nothing up there but Steve Tate's house and a barn. So that house that Steve Tate lived in, it burnt down. And so he got that barn down there, got it built for a dwelling house. That's where he stayed when he died. So he owed the government all that money, or he never did pay his tax. They had it in for him, so after he died, you know they couldn't get no money in that, so the government took over, and they built that big canoe out of it.
I see. That's Steve Tate.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about your father? What did he do?
He cooked for the Tates. Down here in Tate, where that mansion, where Tate House is, that's where they live. That's where father cooked. He took that until Colonel Slam died. He died in 38. So the father stayed down there about 2 or 3 years. Then he couldn't put up with his Colonel Sam's sister and brother. So he left them and went to Dunwoody and cooked for a private fella that knew the tapes, you know. They wanted him to come down there and work for them. So my father moved us to the Lonega for about 11 months, yeah. And you remember any of the Litchfields?
I know the name.
Hugh Litchfield, he worked for the company. So he called my father. Called my father and wanted to know, did he want to come back to Tate? Your father told him, yeah, that's the suit he means. I want to come back home to you. And he got him a job at the Cotton House by the school. It burnt down, though. I think he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Why did you want to come back?
So I'd go to school. I finished school. They go for the 7th grade. So I finished the 7th grade. I know that I had to come back to Cape before I could get my other education.
So they didn't have grades above 7 for black students in Dahlonega?
That's right.
But how far did they go in Tate?
All the way.
Was it 11?
That's called Colonel Sam, where he built the white school. He also built the colored school. He was a good fella. And he had it built for, they had the large. Lodge had half of upstairs and the rest of the high school. Mm-hmm.
It was a wooden building?
Wooden building.
Yeah. That's where the Head Start is today?
That was all that clear where the Head Start was. It's above on that road, though. It's on the right sitting down there.
It's sort of near Mount Calvary.
Huh?
Sort of near the church. Mount Calvary?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell me, do you remember Colonel Sam?
Yeah.
Tell me about his personality.
He was fine, great. Couldn't be his personality. What the... white, he didn't want the black, he done the same thing to the black people. He was one for all and all for one. At one time they wrote in the paper they moved all the blacks from running out from Cummins?
Yes, sir.
So this site said you want to come there and run all the black out of Tate, So Colonel Sam, he got all his ammunition and everything. He said, if the color go, we go. And they promised to come and run us out. Of course, I wasn't born then. And then they'd come, they'd show up to me. At the end of that, you know, more of that.
Were there any other attacks on black communities or black people in the area that you remember?
All of them. What was they attack, you mean?
Yes, sir, or just anything that happened that you remember in Tate or in Pickens.
Everything that happened, I remember.
Can you tell me, you mentioned your father did not want to work for Colonel Sam's brother and sister.
Who worked then?
Luke.
Luke is a house by far himself, him and his family. Because he had a family. He had three boys and one girl. But Luke and Flora, his sister, they all sang them, including Sam. So they the three that stayed in the mansion down there. And Luke, he lived, him and his wife and the children, never did move with them.
Okay. Well, what about Flora? What do you remember of her?
Who?
Flora Tate.
Flora. His sister?
Yes, sir.
She's... I remember I used to work at Sickles down there, but they closed it down. So one day I got off from work about getting dark. So Miss Flora actually came out there at the end of the grass there at the end of the street next to the highway. And I looked down there, I thought it was a witch. She's dressed in a white and black with a scarf over it. It looked just like a witch to me. I got scared. And so she knew me. They used to call me TJ. And then they called me Truman. I was an old fool. We talked a little bit. She said, well, I guess I better get on back. I said, yes, ma'am, get your head before it they get dark.
Did you ever go into the Tate house?
Yeah.
What do you remember of the inside?
No, me. It's so, it looked like a mansion to me. I ain't never seen a mansion of it being, but it's all odd, kind of odd like things.
A lot of marble.
Oh, marble. Well, too much marble on the inside, but on the outside it's marble all the way.
And what did your father cook? What kind of food?
Mostly all kinds of food, to tell you the truth. It wasn't this kind of food we eat now. He had a garden. They had a garden there. Well, they love, not pintos. Not peas either. Butter beans. That's their favorite food, butter beans. And all everything, it had a garden, corn, they had that kind of food.
So he grew it all in the garden?
Huh?
He grew all the food in the garden?
They had colored, tending all that garden. They had Miss Flora on three mules, six mules. And they had them down in Georgia Mama Company. They had them mules with a sled. They done all that before they got the Hollies. They had mules for Hollies.
What's the word? That last word?
I don't know.
What's that last word you said?
What?
Was it, you said mules for hire?
Hollies. I mean, they had the mules to pull the sleds where to put the marble on.
I see. Okay. And Miss Flora owned that?
Owned the horses, the mules.
I see. Okay. So did they come, you know, pay her for those mules? I mean, how did that work?
They had a special barn for them. It's right beside the highway there. I can see you had to tow down here.
There's a barn across from the mansion.
That's where they stayed, yeah, okay.
And were there mule drivers, men who drove them?
Yeah. It is a man to, two mules to a sled. They had three colored men. No, two and one white who drove the mules.
So they all worked together?
Yeah.
And then in the quarry, was it white workers and black workers together or were
yeah,
they separate?
Together. Together, man, yeah.
Okay. I mean, Do you know, was that unusual at the time?
Huh?
Is that sort of unusual, different at the time? For white and black to be working together?
Yeah. They all worked together.
So when you went into town, into Tate, where the depot was,
yeah,
and the store, could you go into all those stores?
Yeah, sure.
And what
way has to go?
So that's where you had to buy food or other things?
Oh, yeah. You had to buy food.
What was there when you were a child? What stores? Do you remember?
Come now, one store. Oh, it used to be a hospital. Can you imagine just one store, a big hospital? Jasper didn't have no hospital. And what else? They had the depot intake and a drugstore and a store and a filling station. That's about all I had intake.
So the hospital was built by the company, right?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, by the Tate.
I see. Did you ever travel out of Tate? Did you take the train or a car?
Yeah, car mostly. My father had a car. Oh, you out of Tate?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you travel? Where else did you go as a child?
When I worked for the company, I drove a truck. I went everywhere. Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, all those places.
You were driving a truck for the marble company?
Uh-huh.
And just delivering marble?
Well, no marble. There's things they need. Side marble. They didn't miss no marble. I mean, I didn't.
Okay.
Like machines. Something to go with the saws. They had Y saws. Had to go to Tennessee to get the Ys and all that goes with it. That's what I
see. And if we come to one. Yeah, please.
Truman, where did you travel when you were a child?
Out of town.
Uh-huh. When you were a child.
Oh, when I was a child? Most of the traveling I done was to Salonika. Because that's about it, I guess. I mean,
did you ever visit your brother in Atlanta?
He didn't stay there. I did while he was there, Preston. But he didn't stay there about a year. So I did. I visited him and helped move him back to Tate. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So did your father drive for the Tates?
No, they had a chauffeur.
A chauffeur?
Yeah. His name was Eccles, Tip Eccles, and Tip Eccles' wife taught school, and also their daughter taught school in Tate. And Steve and Tate also had a color guy named Rich Casper. So he took care of all the school, all the gardens and the cows and all that, milking the cows. He took care of all of that.
I know that name, Reese Castleberry. Did he have a son?
He had three sons. Let's see. J.B., Logan, Henry, and Sam. He had four sons.
Did one of his sons, was he on a chain gang?
Yeah. He was a Reese Jr., I guess that, you know. Yeah, and then one of the guards, he killed. One of the guards, chain guards, with a rock. And they never did say which one get it, so he gave him the electric chair.
Did his father ever talk about that, or?
No.
Were they, do you know if they were upset, or how did they feel about that?
Yeah, nothing to say,
How did you learn about that?
My father and mother told me.
So, the chauffeur you were talking about, I was talking with Donna, and she mentioned that one of them was going to drive Mr. Walter Tate. You remember Walter Tate?
Walter. Oh, you talking about Steve Tate. Yeah, I mean, Steve Tate, me and my brother drove him and his wife to New Orleans. Is that what you're talking about? Me and Preston both shoved. Preston had his wife, Miss Lucille. And I drove the car for Steve. They moved out there, stayed out there about 6 months, I guess. Preston didn't go back to pick him up. I went back. I drove a pickup truck to go back and get back in. And Steve had another fella. He's a white fella. He drove a car, him and his daughter, to pick up Miss Lucia. She had that car already out there. So,
did you stayed out there 6 months, or did you just drove them out and?
We drove them out and came back.
Okay.
Left them out there.
I see. Do you know of a Walter Tate who died in a car accident?
No, I don't remember him. Not too good.
Okay. So, how long did your father, when he came back to work for the Tates, how long did he stay with them after that, when he came back from Dahlonega?
He didn't work for the Tates, he worked for George Marble when he came back from Dahlonega.
And how long did he continue to work there?
Until he retired, until his death.
And when was that?
When he died?
Yes, sir.
1967.
And what about your mother? What did she do for a living?
She has kept different families. But she went back to work for the joy of my company to help Daddy. Cook up the company, as we call it. Until she retired.
So where was this company house?
Company house, next to the school.
And what did it look like?
Oh, big old two-story building. It was large. Because it kept all the school teachers. I put it right. And downstairs is where Mr. and Mrs. Pert stay. They take care of the cooking and all that, and he's my boss at Circus. And so,
Did you ever go to the Tate Gym?
Yeah.
What did you do there? Could you play sports there?
Tate Gym. It was just in school. Next to their school. Oh, yeah, I've been there a lot of time.
What kind of events did they have there? What kind
fence. Didn't have no fence.
Events.
Event.
Games, community stuff.
First it was the school gym, so and since the school turned into be a middle school, APS is about another gym. I don't know if you call it a gym. It's a little next to the school there. And the community bought that because of the gym. Whatever you call it, that gym. All kind of events, family reunion, and all kind of service, you know.
I see. Go ahead.
Truman, when you taught physical education, remember at the school you taught?
What?
As a PE teacher, you taught kids physical education.
Yeah.
Did you play with your kids in Tate Gym?
No.
Okay.
No.
When did you teach? Go ahead.
Tate Gym, we never did play no ball at.
Where did the black children play sports?
Outdoors. We had a court.
In the holler?
Basketball, huh?
In Smoky Holler?
Oh, up on the hill right next to the school.
Okay.
That big court. Tennis court. And a basketball court.
Okay.
So that was the wooden school?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have pictures of that.
Right. Oh, I'd love to see those. Tell me, how many grades at your school? Was it 10, 11, 12?
11.
Okay, and so when did you graduate? You remember the year?
Yeah. 19 and 47.
47.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do after graduation?
I graduated. I worked in, no, I didn't. I went to college.
Tell me about that.
I went to college at Fort Valley for 2 years.
What did you do at Fort Valley? What did you study?
I studied physical education for the last year. Physical education and music. Not music. Yeah, music. I sung in the choir and that favorite study.
What part did you sing?
I sang baritone.
Do you remember any of the songs?
Oh, that was some.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a school song. I remember school where I was singing the other day in the bed. What was it? Fort Valley State. Indeed, we dedicate our songs to blend to praise thy name, eternal praise we do proclaim. And when I'm like, I can think about it if I was in the bed.
Should I actually interview him then? So why did you choose Fort Valley State?
Huh?
Why did you choose Fort Valley State? That's a long way away.
Why? Because the principal... We had a principal, his Archimald, he's a West Indian. So that was it, and in 47 would have been his last year he taught in Pickens County. So Professor Brown, he came take that summer, yeah. I got in touch, I didn't know what school I was going to, but he came to take, he was the principal at Hawkinsville. When he left Hawkinsville, he came to take. So he knew about Fort Valley.
Ah.
He's the one that got me in Fort Valley.
I see, yeah. Because Hawkinsville and Fort Valley are kind of close.
About 30 miles different.
Yeah. So what about your sister? Where did she go to college? You remember?
Spelma in Atlanta. Uh-huh.
Did any of your other brothers go to college?
Yeah, all of them. my oldest brother, Chester, he went to Savannah State. And Grady went after he got out of the Army. He didn't finish school before he went to the Atlantic. So he finished school in Tate in 46, okay? He went to Morehouse. And Preston, he went to a barber college in Atlanta. And left me, and I went to Fort Valley.
So what did you do after you finished at Fort Valley?
I got married.
Who'd you marry?
I met a girl from Sandersville. They call it, you can call it Sandersville, between Millersville and Sandersville.
I know it very well, yeah.
All right. And she's in Atlanta. And then we always went to the men and a bunch of boys always went to Atlanta about a week before Christmas, do our little Christmas shopping. Most thing we went for to get our liquor. we could get plenty of white liquor at Tate, though. We wanted that a good government, so we got the liquor and. My brother-in-law was right there. He had a kinfolk, a double kinfolk. Her name is Esther. She stayed in Atlanta. She had left home, and he wanted to see her. And she got me and Lee and the other three guys went to see where she lived. I found out where she was. Lee told me the address. We're down to see, and I got hooked up with her, and she told Lee to tell his mother. Lee's mother was her auntie, you know. She told Lee to tell Aunt Esther I'd be up there right after Christmas. Lee didn't have time to tell her. I told her.
Her name was Essie?
Yeah, Essie May.
What was her last name?
Stephen.
Okay. And what was she doing for work in Atlanta?
She worked in a cafe.
And what, do you know what part of Atlanta she was living in?
No, I don't.
What?
Because that's the first time I seen her.
What did you like about her?
Well, I liked it better. Her shape, her face. Everything. Everybody loved in me.
And y'all married in 48,
49? No, in 51. We got about a year, exactly a year. My brother got married, Preston, he got married in 26 and 50. December. I'm not going to let that run me, so I waited about a month, and I married in February the 2nd. I said, Preston ain't going to do that to me. And that's what I wanted to marry too, you know, and that's when I married too.
Where was your wedding?
Huh?
Where was your wedding? Your wedding.
Wait.
Where did you get married?
At the courthouse in Jasper.
In Jasper. So you came back home to get married?
I was running home. And
so she moved up with you to...
Oh! What do you mean come back home?
Well, how did you already move back to Tate and then y'all married in 51?
Yeah, because my brother Chester, he had rented a house in Smoking Hollow. That's where he moved to. So him and his wife hadn't been quit not long. He left all that furniture. He didn't get it that day. But his two children, he had two children. Okay. He left all that there, and I hit it lucky. That's where I moved to. I did have to.
You moved to his house?
Yeah.
And it was furnished?
Yeah, yeah.
And Essie was from here?
Yeah.
Originally?
Huh?
She was a Stevens, and she was from here, right?
She, it was Stevens. She's from Deep Step.
Deep Step.
Deep Step, Georgia.
Oh,
wow, that's near Milledgeville.
That's between Milledgeville and Sandersville.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know Deep Step. That's small. Deep
yeah.
Step is small.
Yeah, you know who it is?
I know someone from Deep Step. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She came here, and y'all lived in your brother's old house.
Yeah.
Okay, and where was that house?
In Smoky Hollow.
Okay, and how big was it? How many rooms?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Four rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and did y'all live there your most of your marriage? Most of your life?
No. I'm glad we moved. We moved right across the street. It's way off from the road. And we stayed there, I don't know. It's got to where she's about staying up there where they had that store. All the calling run it, and he ready to cry, so he asked me about it for him. I didn't have to do that, you know. And I helped her. And we moved from there. They had one loan for the best on a apartment up at McCaffrey. So we moved up there. And we were getting old, and we had to use upstairs, and she couldn't make it upstairs. So, Miss Hazel Moses, she run the apartments. She got us to move up here in Jasper. And the place, Moses Height, you ever hear that land?
I haven't.
That's what it built. That's a pretty good place. You can see the mountains. That's so pretty. That's the end, Jasper.
Okay. And so that was Hazel Mosley?
Huh?
Hazel Mosley was the one who owned out there?
She's a director. She didn't own it. She worked. It was the City of Jasper apartments.
Okay.
Yeah, the Jasper House.
I see.
Truman, would you want to talk about when you used to... Remember I asked you one time as a joke, have you ever been in jail? And you said, not in a long time. And I said,
yeah, well, what?
Tell them about when you would go to jail.
Jail?
Yeah.
Oh. I went to jail about every weekend.
Yeah, tell them why.
So we didn't live about that far. I'm telling the truth from the road, main road. All you had to do is step, take one step, and you're in the road. I had a little drink, and I didn't care about it. And the time I hit the road, the laws were always watching me. And the time I hit the road, they come down the road to pick me up. So you didn't have no problem with me just getting in there and going with the jail. So I often wonder why, you know, he's doing his job. Kept me, and make sure I was sober when I got out of jail and I was ready to go to work. That's when I get out.
How did you get out of jail?
Huh?
How'd you get out of jail every weekend?
A boss man, a daddy, and and they called me, but the idea of me being in jail, that sometimes they wouldn't let me out till Monday morning. That's the time to get ready and go to work.
What jail was it? Which jail did you go to?
It was this old jail. Yeah.
In Jasper?
Yeah.
The brick and marble?
No, this old jail. You can see it now. It's after you cross the bridge, wooden bridge. You know what a wooden bridge is?
I don't.
Which way you come in?
What bridge? What bridge in?
Yes.
So it is that jail. Oh, okay. Where did you stay in the jail? Upstairs?
Yeah.
And who was the sheriff at the time?
Oh, my Lord. Who was the sheriff? Was it Cagle or Stancil?
And he's
one of them.
It's the 1950s, yeah. It would have been Fred Cagle or Fred Stancil or, I can't remember Cagle's first name. Bill Ray was the sheriff.
Yeah, Bill Ray was the law.
What's that mean?
Huh?
He was the law?
Yeah. Officer. And he had nothing to do with Jasper then. He was the law mostly for the company.
Marble Company?
Yeah.
And he told me it would be better to be in jail.
Because he worked for the company. He drove a crane, overhead crane on the track. And I remember one time we were working during the summer. Me and two more guys, working on the railroad. This guy got the big boss, Bob Key. He couldn't keep no men, cause he's too evil. He wasn't evil with us. And this guy came and he told us, use the old spikes. Don't use the new ones until we use the old ones. This guy came in, he just picked up all the new ones he could, and Bob Key told me, I tell you, use the old spikes. You don't tell me, brought me back to hit Bob Key with a hammer, and Bob Key happened to kick it and broke his arm, and Bill Ray was the law, he jumped out of the crane and sit this guy on home, sit them guy out in that. Boy, that was close. It hadn't been for Beery, he probably killed the boss.
Who was that guy who did that?
I don't remember his name, because he didn't live around here.
And so these are the spikes for the marble?
No, for the railroad.
Oh, okay, all right. And where were those tracks? Was that over in Tate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why didn't you want to go back home to Essie instead of to the jailhouse when you were drinking?
Oh, Essie was in Atlanta, but she bored in Atlanta.
No, you told me one time that it was easier to go sleep it off in jail than to go home and have Essie deal with it if you'd been drinking.
Oh.
You know, Essie was a force to be reckoned with.
I come out of Betty in jail. If I got home and had a hangover, she said, you ain't gonna stay here and not go to work. Said, you gonna leave here. So I had no other choice but stay home and work every day. I wasn't know what me come home.
What did Essie do for work?
She worked with her father and mother. But as long as they got drunk, and then she started working for her school at a cafe at the Kitchen School up here.
So she worked for the Braswells?
Boswells.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and then went to work at the school?
Yeah.
Okay. So when y'all got married and came back here, what, you went to work as a teacher then? A PE teacher?
Who, me?
Yes, sir.
Georgia Marble.
Okay, and what did you do for Georgia Marble then?
I worked at Sickles. And Sickles, where I worked, they had a plane there. We took care of all the lumber, and made headstone box for the headstone. Because the company had a big contract for a headstone. You had to keep that up. I didn't help build a box, but I bought the lumber in there to have them plain and had it cut off so the rest of the guys made the boxes. That's what I done.
Was that in a big warehouse?
No. Well, it's very large. Right next to the highway there.
And how long did you do that?
About 22 years.
Okay. What other jobs did you do?
What
other things did you do for work?
I left the company. I went to work for J.E. Lovett Construction Company out of Smyrna. Sewer line and water line. That's what I love, to be outside and don't stay in one place all the time.
So did you drive down to work in Smyrna?
Yeah.
Did you drive yourself or ride with people?
Me and five or six guys all together rode together. Yeah.
And how long did you do that?
About 20 years.
Whoa, okay. So did you go to work anywhere else after that?
Huh?
Did you work anywhere else after that?
No, he went out of business.
Okay.
We done caught up with all the sewer lines and all that. I come back to Tate, and I was already living in the project. So one day the guys was out there cutting grass, and while one was had a wood eater, not for me, and this other guy caught a rock and slid and hit him, Michael, in the face. That I was out, and they had to call Miss Moley. She said, "Truman, you're not working. Well, I want you to go to work for him. Don't you work?" No, Linda said, I can make the rest of the day. She said, "Yeah, you come in the morning." That's where I started working with Jasper Housing Authority. I stayed there until I got ready to retire.
And what did you do for the Housing Authority?
Maintenance?
Mm-hmm. So different jobs?
Yeah.
Were they just there in Tate or in Jasper? Around
both.
Okay.
Both.
So were you in your 70s when you retired? 60s or 70s?
I was 69.
Okay.
And I was going to stay till my 70s. But I had to have a hip replacement. And I stayed there. I was intending to go back to work. My boss man told me it wasn't Hazel, it was Ann Dobson then took Hazel's place because Hazel retired. And she said, You wanna retire now or work until you send me? I just another year. I said, I believe I just retire. He said, "All right, it's up to you," and I retired when I was 69.
Okay. So before we finish up, I want to talk about your church.
Oh,
Mount Calvary?
Yeah.
When did you start going there, as a child?
When I started going, yeah. Oh, yes, let me tell you this. Sister Watson, I know it, and I remember so good. I went over 3 years old, and I just got through nursing from mother, and she and Sister Watson was set together. I guess I started crying. Miss Watson reached in there and got a handkerchief and gave to me and mother didn't have no handkerchief. And I kept that handkerchief, oh Lord, as long as I can remember. And ever since I had a pair of pants on with a pocket, I kept a handkerchief and all my life. And that's where I got that notion from, because she gave it to me. And she's my sister's mother. I mean, listen to me. She's the one that birthed me, got me out of there.
She was the midwife.
Midwife, yeah.
Sister Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were at that church from the time you were born, really?
Yeah.
Now, Truman, was Miss Sister Watson, was her husband a preacher at one time? I remember him.
They ordained him at Mary Carey.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where they come in here. Mr. Watson, he came from Milledgeville.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he knew all the blacks there. When the World War II began, that's when most all the color left the company, going north, and them in the south came to Tate. That kept Tate covered, you know, real good.
Why were people leaving to go north at that time?
Who?
A lot of the black workers. Why were they leaving?
Because they're getting better jobs. Real better jobs. And they would have a bathroom, too. We didn't have no bathroom in Smoky Hollow. In fact, we didn't have the running water. But about 2,000 had running water. And that water came from up on the hill there and going to the Tate Mansion.
Who had those houses with running water?
Huh?
Who lived in the houses with the running water?
Didn't have no run there. They put running water in there itself.
So they got hooked up to the water that was coming down to the mansion.
Uh-huh.
I see.
And Fred Allison, he lived there just at the first part when it come down, man. He lived down there. And they put on that. So.
What was his name?
Fred.
Do you remember Olin Collins?
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
He's a stranger man. You know, he's good, though. I worked with him when I was in school. Yeah,
Stingy?
He's good. Huh?
Stingy? Did you say stingy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean? Why was he stingy?
Thought he could get everything for nothing and wasn't paying nothing, and he had to stand there. He's something else.
So did he have a lot of money?
He must have. Yeah, he had to.
What did he sell at the stand?
Good canned food, drinks. And while he was around the kitchen there for a while, and hey, I guess she got tired of missing him, and she quit. And I quit the kitchen and kissing in there. So he sold just about a little of everything, you know. Like baking powder and all that.
Did he sell to blacks and whites?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At Mount Calvary, did you sing in the choir?
Yes. Yes. And Good I sang with the Lord, yeah. And I somehow got... Well, look, I'll tell you what, I quit going to church for a little while. And Then I start going back, and excuse me. All the people, before I got there, won't you come up and go back to the choir? And all the choir members say, come on back, Truman. It got me thinking, I know that a little thing. I didn't want them to beg me. I was wanting to come back in there. So I went on back. I got further stepped as you go in the choir, and the preacher said, you can't, you got to practice. You got to be wrong with, the choir. Come up here and we're going to sing, and you ain't got no practice. You got to go back to there. I done that. I sit down there. So that day, and I never did big choir practice no more. And I went on back to singing. And so one thing, we sang a good one, but three boys in the choir. And that's Preston, Robert, and myself. And we got things, and Marianne said, that's my sister-in-law, she's playing the piano, and she said, Preston, won't you and Truman and Robert start singing by themselves. She said, Truman used to sing in choir all the time, and he knows how it goes. And we got together and said, that'd be good. And we all said, agree with it. And Preston said, you need to pray for her. She said, I need to pray for you. excuse me. Truman, when they sang in court that day, they didn't have no music. They sound good. So we pressed inside, we do that, and Mary Ann, we practiced one day down in Preston Healy at Decanton. We met him, Robert was singing a song, and he hollered in there, if Mary Ann's in the kitchen somewhere, he said, come in, Mary Ann, a minute. She come in there, she said, how did we sound? She said, you sounding good? She said, I told you I didn't need no piano. And Preston told Mary, you fired. Oh, well, I done her more good a little bit. She didn't want green in front of me. I know what she meant. She said, I tried to tell you. Preston, they didn't want they sound better without music. But he said, you fired.
Gotcha. Was Preston married to Mary Ann? Were they husband and wife?
Huh?
Preston and Mary Ann, were they married?
Yeah.
Okay, and was it Robert McClure,
mm-hmm.
the third in your trio?
Yeah.
And did y'all travel around to sing?
Yeah.
So,
all the white houses, all the white families and white churches, yeah.
So you sang at black and white churches?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I see.
I got
it. Yes, sir.
What kind of songs did you sing?
Oh, boy. Them old songs. Got together. Oh, how I love Jesus and them. I can name it. Almost 1,000 of them. Yeah.
And you were baritone?
Yes, sir.
Still then, baritone.
Yeah. I got the baritone. Tate had to have a quartet, four fellas, they old man. I remember them so good. One of us, Rucker, Cornelius Rucker, James Pitts, and O.J. Crowder, he's beginning, and who's the other one? Henry Lee Gunn, okay. They had Rucker, was the baritone, and O.J. Crowder was the bass. So Mr. Rucker heard me singing in the choir. He loves singing. He loves singing. That's why I got a lot to learn too. Before I went to college. And he, after they had moved, all the fellas had moved up north, especially OJ, he had the bass. He had me the baritone. And I had the baritone on all the songs, you know. That's really a little baritone.
That was another singing group.
Yeah, they could sing too. Wasn't no TVs long in there, all over the radio. They sang on the radio. Some big company is a tie company out of Canada. They had them for, what you call that now?
Like for advertising?
Yeah.
I see.
There you go.
Did you ever serve in the military?
No.
So
all my family did except me.
Okay, so all your brothers and...
Yeah, all except sister and mother.
And did they serve in World War II?
Yeah, all except father, he was World War I.
I see. For those folks who left in the 1940s and went north, where did they go? Do you know what cities?
Some went to Columbus, Ohio. Some went to Tennessee. Some went to Detroit. Some went to one fella, who's that? He's sung in the quartet. He went to Chicago. What was his name? I tell you. Oh, they're all scattered around.
Did they ever come back and visit?
Yeah. Especially at homecoming at Mount Calvary.
I see. And did you ever think about moving north?
Mm-hmm.
And what kept you here? Why did you want to stay?
Because I loved it. And I was born here. You know, lots of people, lots of them, when they moved, people will ask, where are you from? They were scared. I scared to tell them the tape is called too small. Oh boy, that hurts me. Think the song called, this is tape, Pickens County is good. To me, that's my home. I wouldn't move for nothing in the world, no sir.
Well, I appreciate this. This has been great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, well, we will conclude there.